This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The International Medical Relief Agency, Doctors Without Borders, has suspended work in Afghanistan after five of its staff were killed yesterday about 350 miles west of Kabul. The five, a foreign doctor and two nurses, and an Afghan driver and interpreter, died in an attack on their vehicle. Doctors Without Borders was founded under its French name, Médecins Sans Frontières. 5 years ago, the organization won the Nobel Peace Prize. Joining us now is Nicholas D. Torrenti. He's executive director of Doctors Without Borders U.S. office in New York. Mr. D. Torrenti, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.
Do we know exactly what happened yesterday? The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the killings. Why did it attack your medical team?
Well, we don't. The details still have to be established, and in particular, we have no independent confirmation that it's indeed the Taliban, as they are claiming. What we do know is that our staff was brutally murdered in an attack on their vehicle. This took place in the north west of Afghanistan, an area that until then, had been of power rivalries between different groups, and there's banditry, but there had not been the kind of targeted attacks, deliberate attacks against aid workers that we have witnessed in the south of Afghanistan, where there's a much more sizable Taliban presence, and there's an ongoing war, really, between the Kabul government and its American backers and the and Taliban forces. The south of Afghanistan has been extremely dangerous for aid workers, and there have been deliberate attacks. This has not happened so far in the northeast, and this is an incredibly devastating attack that took place there.
Your organization is also operating in Iraq, and there the U.S. military has ordered your teams to travel with a military escort, which you don't like and which you protest. Do you travel with escorts in Afghanistan, and doesn't this incident suggest that you should?
Well, we don't travel with military escorts. As a humanitarian organization, we rely really on the acceptance of the local parties, authorities, communities, and the trust that they put in our humanitarian work. And that's really has been the best protection and the best guarantee of security. Now it seems clear that there are groups that are bent to directly attack aid organizations. This in Afghanistan, in particular, and whether coming under military escort from one of the warring sides, in this case the international forces, for instance, would actually increase our security is, I think, very open to question. It may even it may not do that.
What is happening now on the ground in Afghanistan with your relief workers? Are you evacuating the country?
No, we're not evacuating the country. We've been working in Afghanistan for over 20 years. We were there back during the war between the Soviet forces and the Afghan resistance fighters. We were there throughout the 90s. We're not evacuating. We're suspending all operations. We want to find out and then establish what happened and to see whether we can take any additional security measures. We have a great commitment to Afghanistan and to the people there and who are still going through very rough times, and we would not like to abandon them. This, of course, puts everything into question, but we are not abandoning Afghanistan at this time.
Nicholas D. Torrenti is executive director of the U.S. Office of Doctors Without Borders. Mr. D. Torrenti, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.